Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Philly police say a 92-year-old woman who was reported missing was found dead, and investigators believe she died because she was exposed to the cold for too long. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
Police say the woman had dementia and she left her Winfield home and didn't come back. She was reported missing on Sunday. Her family says she had done this before, but yesterday afternoon, police say they found the 92-year-old dead in the backseat of a neighbor's car. That neighbor told the cops she usually leaves that car unlocked. The woman had a coat on, but police believe that just wasn't enough to protect her from the cold. These temperatures should be taken seriously, according to Dr. Crafton Schreier. She's the director of clinical operations at Temple Hospital's emergency department. She says everyone can get frostbite or hypothermia, but the risk is higher for some.
You know, all these cold illnesses that we see are more prevalent in populations that are vulnerable. So that might be, you know, the elderly, the very young, people who are homeless, have psychiatric illness or substance abuse problems.
She says just like during heat waves in the summer, we need to make sure family, friends, and neighbors are okay. In Center City, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
When he picked her up, he knew that he was going to kill her. That's what police in Bucks County say a New Jersey man told them after they say he shot and killed his girlfriend in a hotel room in Bensalem. He has now been charged with criminal homicide. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward has more.
According to the affidavit of probable cause, 51-year-old Orenthia Upshur told detectives he had his mind made up that he was going to kill his girlfriend, 49-year-old Maisha Kuhn, when he picked her up last week and drove her to the Sleep Inn in Bensalem. Is quoted in court documents as saying, "Never in my life did I think I would be the one to be her demise." Kuhn's body was found in a room at the Sleep Inn after a frantic search of several hotels in the Route 1 Street Road corridor. That search started around 5 a.m. last Wednesday when Upshur's family member told PA State Police that Upshur came to his home and told him he'd killed Kuhn in a Bensalem hotel room. Upshur remains in custody in New Jersey as around the same time police found out about the homicide in Bensalem, Trenton police were responding to shots fired near Parkside Avenue in Oak Lane. They say they saw Upshur force his way into a home and fire more shots before he was taken into custody. No one was injured in the gunfire in Trenton, and Upshur is expected to be extradited to Bucks County to face the murder charges. At the Suburban Bureau, Jim Melwart, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Low-level drug offenders in Philadelphia will soon be offered treatment instead of jail time. It's a new approach made possible by the city's new wellness court, as we hear from KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
The status quo is not acceptable.
Mayor Parker says wellness court is not a cure-all for the open-air drug market in Kensington, but at least it's an attempt to rein it in.
We are trying to do what we can with what we have to address an issue that has been ignored for far too long.
police will step up enforcement of drug offenses, but for low-level cases like openly using, they'll issue a summary offense and take the offender to wellness court, where they'll first be seen by a nurse and then have bench warrants cleared up so they can immediately opt into treatment instead of a trial. Deputy Police Commissioner Fran Healy says it's a balanced approach.
The goal here is not to criminalize this behavior, but to get these people off the street to where they belong so they can start to get out of the cycle. Also, it's important because the community gets to see us taking action. And what we haven't seen in a long time is action on the street.
For now, Wellness Court will operate only on Wednesdays, but the city hopes to expand it to 5 days a week. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Phillies surprised students at a Catholic high school in Philadelphia yesterday to reward them for reading. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
The Phillies-themed school assembly was the prize for kids at St. Mary Interparochial School at 5th and Locust for their performance in the Fanatic About Reading program. The contest challenges pre-K through 8th grade students to read at least 15 minutes a day. Principal Jada Puglisi says her students did way better than that.
Some students, you know, were reading 30 minutes a day. Some students were reading above and beyond that.
The Fanatic frolicked among the kids, and then Phil's reliever Orion Kirkering read from one of the Fanatic's children's books.
The Fanatic and his friends played baseball all day.
While his teammates Cody Clemens, Buddy Kennedy, Christopher Sanchez, and Weston Wilson acted out the parts. At 5th and Locust, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.